Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 498 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Redirect examination. When I stated that it took 2.5 hours to 3 hours to make up the financial sheet, I meant without any interruptions. We have quite a few interruptions on Saturdays. Salesmen drop in, draymen and people come in for their envelopes after we have paid off. When I said to Mr. Dot Dorsey that he might do the work from 8.30 to 10.30, I had reference purely to the financial sheet, making the entries in the house order book, requisitions, and dictating the correspondence. I did not include the correspondence, and the entries in the requisition book is usually done in the morning. We usually go to Montag Bruz about 8:30, get the mail, come right back, acknowledge the orders, and answer the correspondence. I have never known Mr. Dot Frank to take up the financial sheet before the afternoon. After he finished his financial, Mr. Frank would usually make 2 copies of the result of it and send one of them to his uncle, who is a stockholder, and the other to Mr. Poppenheimer, who is the president. My estimate of the time was 2.5 hours for the financial sheet and 1.5 hours for the other work. Mr. Dorsey's picture, States Exhibit A, shows nothing in the Clark Wooden Wards Company except the front of it. It has left out every scuttle hole and toilet and everything there. It doesn't show the door that enters into the partition to the basement. It don't get either one of these 2 front doors. Mr. Frank's wife frequently did some shorthand work for him on Saturday afternoons. I have seen her there often when we lost some on our work. The Haskellene did not hide the red spots at all. You couldn't tell whether it was on top or on bottom of the red. It is nothing unusual for the white stuff to be spilled all over the metal room. I did not know that Conley was denying that he could write in the station house for quite a while. The Pinkerton men came over to the factory to find out if he could. I looked all over and found a card where he had signed a Sigge.